News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday. And when you hear a little Brad Paisley, you know it's time for Tasca King and ADX Digital Marketing. She is our expert on the expert panel this morning. 850-437-1620. Text in your questions. Okay, girl, let's
go.
Good
morning.
Good morning to you. So how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was busy.
Yeah. There's a lot going on this weekend, for sure.
There was a lot going on, and I had a little bit of some downtime, and then a little bit of some downtime.
What is that? Tell me what that's like. what is downtime anymore, really?
I don't have it often enough to even give it a definition at this point.
I can hear it in your voice. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll leave that one alone, okay. And we'll move right on to ADX Digital.
Let's talk digital.
Okay, what do you want to talk about this Monday?
Well, you know, I thought, let's talk about business goals.
Oh, I like that.
Every business should have a goal plan. So whether you are, especially if you're just getting started, you need to determine what are your goals. So let's talk about what some of those goals might be, especially when it comes to your marketing. What do you want to accomplish with your marketing? Well, do you have a retail business where you want in-store sales? You want people to come into your place of business and make a purchase? Are you just looking for leads because you've got a sales team that's going to go out and follow up on leads? Do you want to just brand your business because you're new and you just want to get your name out there?
Mm-hmm.
That's branding. Do you want people to call you and ask you questions? I mean, there's so many different things that could be your goals. So what I thought we'd talk about today is what are your goals? And with each different sets of goals, with each different goal, the one that's your target goal, what product is going to work best for you.
So you're looking for the best fit for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish,
exactly.
Which may be completely different from another business,
exactly.
a corporation or hospitality or insurance. I mean,
exactly.
It's all so different. You're reaching a different target audience every time.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, it really depends on what you want to accomplish, whether you're trying to sell something, whether you're trying to brand yourself, whether you're recruiting.
Okay.
You know, that's
another whole other thing.
Yeah. Different for everyone. So here's a couple of examples. So let's say you are retail and your goal is in-store sales. We want to drive traffic into your business. Okay. I would start out by saying, hey, let's look at targeted display ads. That's always a great place to start with just about any kind of campaign. Let's look at mobile conquesting. That's getting people to your store based on, you know, what ads they see on their phone. If they're already out and about and they're away from their house, how are you going to reach them? You're going to reach them on the phone.
Right.
So you target them based on where they are geographically. And then, of course, then we're going to layer in all the targeting strategies that we've talked about, whether it's with mobile conquesting, it would be behaviors, the geofencing. Say you're a car dealer and someone's shopping for a car. Well, that's what's great about mobile conquesting for a car dealer is a car is something that most people don't just walk onto a lot and pick one out and go home.
True.
That's not how we buy cars in this country.
No.
You know, we shop around. So if you're a car dealer and you want to reach people who are in the market for a car, then you would geofence other car dealers in town.
You can do that?
Yes, you can do that. Of course you can.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty smart.
Exactly. We could geofence all of Car City if you want to.
Wow.
And that way, as people go onto the different lots or into the geographical area, if we do the whole Highway 29, that little section, then when they're in there and we send them your ad so that, hey, if you're down the street at this car dealer, you know, before you make your decision, come see us.
Right.
So that's just an example of how mobile conquesting can work. But it's great for any kind of retail, really. Now, if you got somebody that's, you know, running into a store to spend $5, you might be too late.
It's true. This is
the
true.
The bigger the ticket item, the better.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
If you got somebody that's looking at buying a really good quality pair of running shoes, mm-hmm. yeah, that's something they might shop around. They want to try on different brands. They want to see which ones fit their feet the best and are, you know, most comfortable and are going to reach their goals, whether they want to run or whether they want to walk, you mm-hmm. know, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And there's several different places that people could go for that.
Right. So which one of the, just as soon as you said that, so if I was targeting someone for running shoes, uh-huh. I would probably want to target a running event. So what is that called?
Oh, see? That's something totally different.
Okay.
That is geoframing.
There you go.
And that is when you target an event that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened and within the last 6 months.
Like the Double Bridge Run, maybe.
The Double Bridge
like
Run, the McGuire's Run that just happened.
Yes,
a couple
and they
weeks
had how
ago?
Many thousands of people at that
right.
one?
Right. We can go back in time and capture all of the cell phone IDs that were inside that area
wow.
for that run. That
That's over 10,000 people,
and then
I
we
think.
Could do a whole campaign just to those people.
Wow. Okay. So, very specific.
So anyway, with in-store sales, the top two products would be, really the top three products would be targeted display, mm-hmm. social mirror,
mm-hmm.
and then mobile conquesting. And again, you're going to start with that geography, then you're going to layer in those targeting strategies and find the perfect prospect for your retail business. Okay, moving on.
Okay, well, we're going to hold off for just a second. We're going to take a quick...
Okay.
I know, it's time. I know, it just flew by, but it's already take a quick break. So hold that thought. We'll be back with Tasca King and ADX Digital Marketing Ideas right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Tasca King is here talking about ADX digital marketing and your goals for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, moving on. So what if your goals are to get leads?
Okay.
Okay. Well, then you might want to look at a pay-per-click campaign or a targeted display campaign focusing on keywords, and then add live chat onto that.
Ooh.
Why live chat?
That sounds like a great package.
So that as people send in questions via live chat, mm-hmm. then we get those transcripts. And if we can identify that chatter as someone who is a prospect for you, then that becomes a lead, and we send all those transcripts to you. So that's really cool.
That is.
Branding. Mm-hmm. What do you think would be the best product for branding?
Oh, there's so many.
Amazon. Amazon is perfect for branding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember with Amazon, you cannot be an Amazon vendor.
Okay.
So anybody who's not an Amazon vendor can utilize the Amazon package. And that is using the Amazon data to set up our targeting and our targeting strategies.
Which is incredible considering the resources they have all over the world.
Well, they're the biggest in the world.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, it's great. In addition to that, we can also look at the targeted display and mm-hmm. or the social mirror. I love both of those. They're very similar in the way that we can target.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference is that social mirror is more subliminal.
Okay, so the social mirror, just for folks maybe that have forgotten what that is.
Oh, that is when we make a copy of your social post
mm-hmm.
and put it out on websites and apps using the targeting strategies.
Smart, very smart.
So it's subliminal because you're reading an article and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you see a Facebook post and you think, oh, am I on Facebook?
Right.
Oh, but by the time you realize it's an ad,
you've already
got the message mm-hmm. in your brain.
Yep, it's already
okay.
there.
Okay, let's say your goal is to get phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then we would look again at possibly pay-per-click. Also, Meta, known as live chat. I mean, not live chat. Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would want to also consider an add-on of live chat for that as well.
Okay.
Because with live chat, if we get somebody that's chatting live and I can identify them, then we can use another option called Call Connect and send them to a phone via phone straight to you.
Mm-hmm. So the cool thing about that is that you provide the live chat part.
Yes.
So I don't have to worry about being there till midnight.
Right. And live chat is great, especially to catch your after-hours business.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have live people there manning manning the chats so that they can answer questions as people send in, you know, as they start the chat process. It's not a bot. Mm-hmm. It is a live person. We want to get as much information out of them, especially during the off hours, so that we can get that information to you and you can reach out to them the following day.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's really cool. Okay, what if they want to just request more information?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's look at Native or Social Mirror. Now, again, remember, Native and Social Mirror are both these two of these subliminal options.
Okay.
Native is when each ad is created in real time to look like the site or app that is being served on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's subliminal because it looks like it's part of the content of what you're reading.
I've seen it all the time. I'm looking at an article and then I'm reading. I'm like, wait, am I in the article or am I in an ad?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, of course, Social Mirror, we know why that's subliminal.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those would work really well for people who just want to request more information
right
about something. What if you're just looking for web traffic?
Mm.
Well, then maybe you ought to look at doing an SEO campaign.
Okay, what is that?
That's search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we go in and we see where you are when people start searching for you or searching for your services. Naturally, if someone knows the name of your business and that's what they key in, you're going to come up.
Sure.
But what if they just know what they need? Say they need a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And they just key in chiropractor. Well, where do you show up?
Right.
On that list of chiropractors,
I've always wondered how that's determined.
It's determined by the website activity,
mm-hmm.
by internet activity. And the more active you are, the more people are talking about you, the more ads are being shown, the higher you're going to be on that page.
Mm-hmm.
Remember back in the old days when you had newspapers?
Right.
And everybody wanted their ads to be, and I'm quoting, above the fold.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. Well, SEO is what gets you above the fold.
Okay, yeah, that works.
You know, nobody wants to click on to that second page if they don't see what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So let's try to get you on that first page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like these goals.
I know. Okay, so what if your goals are online sales?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an e-commerce and you want to sell your product or ticket or service online. That one we would probably also recommend Social Mirror or social, just Facebook and Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and, Meta, or native ads.
Okay.
What if you've got an event? Well, if the event's today, mobile conquesting.
Aha. Uh-huh.
If the event's coming up, display, targeted display, or Social Mirror.
Okay.
So there's everything is depending on what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all these different products, and just because you like a product doesn't mean it's the best for your company.
Right, that makes sense.
That's why you need one of us to come meet with you,
mm-hmm.
go over what's available, and let us recommend which ones, because we know we've gone through all the vertical training. We know what has worked for your business category in the past.
Right.
So let's look at all the different options and see which ones are going to work best for you.
So, okay, I'm sold. Now,
okay. How
do I get a hold of you or who do I contact?
Okay.
What do I need to do?
You call the radio station 850-262-6000. That's 262-6000. And you ask for Jeff Wayne, sales manager. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts and will come out and meet with you. And remember, that first meeting is always an informational, educational meeting. It is not a sales pitch.
That's very important. And it doesn't cost you anything, does it?
No, of course not.
So you just come in, get a consultation, figure out together
exactly.
What your goals are, which products are the best.
Look at what the options are. Then we'll come back with you with a plan. And take it from there.
That sounds good to me. That sounds great because I've been involved with small businesses and it's so hard to get your message out there, get the branding, get those new clients and customers because you're running your business.
Exactly.
So these are such great and very current.
Exactly. Very much. I mean, you know, digital is the future. Digital is the present.
Yes, it is.
This is just how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can look, I've been in this world for my entire career, and way before there was digital, there were products that have practically gone away.
That's true.
Or they've gone 100% online, so it's sold completely differently. And digital has taken the place of a lot of these things. Digital has taken the place. I mean, gosh, digital has put a big dent in the world of television.
No question.
Of streaming. Mm-hmm. Digital has taken a big dent, huge chunk out of magazine sales.
And print, yeah, no question.
I mean, a lot of the magazines are only online magazines today because of that. So it's all digital. Newspaper.
Well, yeah. The thing is if you are intimidated by that, which I would put myself in that category, although I'm getting better because I've been listening to Tasca for the last several weeks, I feel much more knowledgeable about all the options out there, but they can help you figure that out and set it up for you. Because that's the thing. Oh, this sounds great. I have no clue how to set it up.
Oh, yeah.
I would not even know where to begin on that.
We can help you build the campaign. Then we can help you with the creative. If you have creative, that's great. Let's look at it. If we all decide it looks good, then we can run with it. Or we can help you create new creative.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to wrap things up about ADX Digital Marketing and be thinking about your goals. And if you have a thought, 850-437-1620, text it on in. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is Meg, and our guest today is Tasca King with ADX Digital Marketing. So we're wrapping things up this morning. As usual, things always fly by with you. I always feel like I learn so much. Been talking about goals and what we can do.
Right. Again, we're talking about goals, and what are your goals? We need to determine what your goals are before we can move forward and determine which products are best for you. Mm-hmm. And another thing, like I said earlier, your goals can be completely dependent on your business category. I mean, if your business category is healthcare, your goals are going to be completely different than if your business category is retail.
Right.
If your business category is education, it's going to be completely different than if your business category is business to business. So we can help with all of that. And again, whether your goals are in-store sales, leads, branding, phone calls, online sales, selling tickets to an event, we've got the plan for you.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is to give us a call, 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne.
Okay.
And he is our sales manager, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts. And then we'll come out and meet with you.
Okay.
You could also email us at info@adxdigitalmarketing.com. info@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Okay. So we got about a minute left here.
Okay. Well, let's talk real fast about a couple of verticals.
Okay.
So let's say your business category is healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to work great for you? Pay-per-click, live chat, OTT. We didn't talk much about OTT today, but that's great for healthcare. That's just one of them. Why don't we talk more about the verticals next week?
I think that's a great idea. Okay. Next Monday, we'll be back at the same time right here on Pep Talk 10:30 with Tasca King, ADX Digital. Thanks, Tasca, for coming in on Monday. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. It's Pensacola's expert panel. Coming up next, we'll have the news. Hope you have a happy Monday and a great week this week. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 a.m. on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.